The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yes! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Report live from the Star in Frisco, the SWBC Mortgage Studios. You are now rocking with the best. This is the Players Lounge, sponsored by Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the Dallas Cowboys. And per usual, guys, we're going to do what we do. And at the desk, I would call you my co-defendant. Both of y'all are my co-defendants. But yesterday, after I asked y'all about contender pretender on the Cowboys, and y'all went the way, I just want y'all to be expecting smoke today. I want you to expect smoke today.
I didn't say they was contenders.
No.
I think it was a consensus. Yeah. We all said consensus.
No. I remember an awkward silence. Yep. I do specifically remember the awkward silence.
Let me tell you something, okay?
What? Mm-hmm.
When you ask that type of question to me and Barry, I think we owe it to the people that's listening, to really consider what you ask before we answer versus just saying, yeah, contender. Kind of like when we ask you about the Eagles, you'd be like, oh, no, I don't care. They 13-1. They suck. They sorry.
We had to think about it.
Yeah, we got to think about it, bro.
But he ain't think. When I ask you about these other teams, you regurgitate real quick. I'm just saying.
But I work for the Cowboys, though. So okay. I want to be honest and fair.
I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting myself. Let me introduce the man to the right of me, my man, D-Mac. Mac is back. Perfect Attendance Mac is in the building.
Present.
And per usual, my dog, box safety extraordinary. Don't throw it up today.
I'm about to say, it was
like Alpha Day, Founders Day.
Yesterday.
So you threw up the wrong
man,
side.
Everything, man. That was all off.
My man Barry Church is in the building. Late. And guys, I'm going to start this like I always start. I'm going to start it like I always started, asking about how your mentals, man, how things going with you, BC. What about yourself, man?
Things are great. You know, like I said yesterday, the little one, she potty trained. So we still going through the kinks right now. You know what I mean?
There
going
to be some kinks.
Some setbacks. So we still
don't
going
be through it. Time consistency improved.
This is true. So that everything's going good, though, man. Extremely blessed. Beautiful day outside. Wasn't on the course. Decided to come in here with my boys and talk chop.
He decided to come to work.
But everything's amazing.
You peeped that?
Did you peep that? Decided to come here to work today.
Yo, he want us to feel some kind of way.
Ain't that
about him being? Wow, Danny. I don't know how you come behind that, but how are you,
man? Life is good. We not potty training yet, but we are looking for schools.
Okay.
Her birthday falls after the cutoff, so she would have to start school late. So we looking for, you know, a little special arrangement for her to get into
start
early. Because she seems bored. Also blessed because, once again, got more updates on my man, DeMar Hamlin.
Yes.
Speaking to the team, FaceTimed the Buffalo Bills today. Gave him some, I don't know what he said to him, but I know that the team was so happy to hear from him. And I know that now their minds can kind of turn to focusing on what they have to do this weekend versus, hey, is my teammate going to be okay? Because all signs right now are pointing to, if everything continues on the path that it is, he will continue to get better. So,
that's perfect. That's
blessed, bro.
No, that's absolutely a blessing. I'm blessed myself, man, with you guys here today, getting an opportunity to host the Players Lounge in Nui Scruggs' absence, and we did get the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles update.
He spent the night there last night.
He stayed
in there.
This is a man that will not miss any opportunity to let you know that he balling.
Without a doubt.
We gonna let you know.
He gonna let you know.
Pinky finger to the moon. I'm in this thing.
Three times? No. What you mean? Ten times.
Hit the brakes, champ.
You know he set you up every time he do that, right? He be like, I'm just a mirror. And then he wait for us to say, nah.
He want the flowers.
We know what you're doing, dude. We know what you're doing. We're going to play into it for you, though.
Yeah, I'm a little slow, man. You're right.
You wait for
that is
like,
that
ten
times. I'm just a mirror.
Y'all ain't going to say nothing.
Hey, man. Well, Nui, I'm sure Nui is you getting this smoke today, even in California. If your seat is hot, it's because you're getting roasted here as well. But yeah, man, I went back and I listened yesterday to you guys speak so, you know, articulate so much about other teams being contenders and pretenders, you know, and it just shocked me. It shocked me, one, that you guys, well, you know, I'll say it like this. I was more disappointed with you, Barry.
With me?
I was disappointed, dog. What? Because I have been planting seeds all season about Saxonville and the Cowboys defense. And I'm like, man, surely I've done enough to bring him over to this side. I know he going to be riding this defense, saying that the defense could. Then when the microphone came to you, none of those things came up.
He probably was like, man, how many sacks we got in the last few weeks?
No.
Oh, okay.
None of that came up. None of those numbers came up. But what I was thinking about more than anything, and I completely understand your apprehension about the defense, because we haven't had, I mean, there have been moments in time in this season so far that the pass rush has completely disappeared. I think you'd agree the last couple of games. Yeah. That has been the case. However, what has been a continuous thing, theme for this defense is turning the ball, getting the turnovers.
They have taken the ball away. Yep.
At an alarming rate.
They've been getting them.
I mean, they got Davis Mills, Matt Ryan, and they got Gardner Minshew.
Dobbs,
they got them.
Hold up, though.
Got them.
It's just a Hall of Famers. Hall of Famers.
They did. I'm not going to hate on them. It don't matter who you take it away from, they are turning the ball over, and that's what they should be doing against these quarterbacks. I'm just giving you a hard time.
No, it's all good. But since here's the thing. It's the facts. That's what I'm dealing with. The facts and the data, dog. You like that. I know you like that. And I know how you pose the argument. What you'll do is you'll take my argument away from me by stating it and then coming back with a condescending retake to make me second guess what I'm saying, but I'm dealing with the facts here.
Yeah.
D-Mac, 20 turnovers. This is what these guys are doing. And since the stat has been taken, this is, hey, league leading.
Mm-hmm.
The last time that the Dallas Cowboys did that was in 1990, where they had 19. And I think that was on the cusp of where you saw the dynasty going. So, all things being considered equal, BC, you should be able to look at this defense and say, even without those sack numbers, this defense gives you enough because of that to say these guys can make a run.
Without a doubt. I mean, you're speaking facts right now. You're speaking facts, and this defense does give you an opportunity to win games. If this defense can continue to take the football away, like we've seen these past couple weeks, they'll always give you an opportunity to win games. The only thing about that is, as much as they've turned the ball over, or as much as they've gotten the ball from other teams, the Cowboys have also turned the ball over just as much.
I like that you just did that. Thank you for doing that. See, he's learning that from you. He's getting that from you.
But is that true?
No. Here's the other part about that. You're right. And if you're pointing to Dak Prescott and his league-leading interceptions, wouldn't you know? Last year, that the Super Bowl champion quarterback led the league in interceptions. No. Isn't that true? Is that not true? Was that not a fact? Are you trying to base that off of the fact that they can't make it to the Super Bowl based off of that?
So because he went to the Super Bowl, now his interceptions don't matter?
That's who I'm talking about.
Hey, dropped punt.
Hold on.
Interception away.
Yeah, and Tampa goes to the Super Bowl.
If
we continue to take the ball away, we'll be good, right?
I'm just saying, but no, you counter that by saying, oh, you're also giving the ball up. I'm just saying, I mean, let's bring that fact to the party too.
Okay.
Listen, we went from contenders to Super Bowl.
In the last two minutes,
Barry, he has mentioned the dynasty of the Cowboys. This is true. He said they're on the cusp of the dynasty.
Man.
He mentioned that Dak Prescott.
Why wouldn't I talk about
what's Dak Prescott leading the league?
What's the matter with me talking about facts about my team?
No, I'm just.
What's the matter about the facts, dog?
I'm just saying.
What's the matter about the facts?
I'm just saying. In the last few weeks. Before all this, right, when the defense was rolling, right, all of a sudden Anthony Brown gets hurt, right? And we all sit over here like, man, I don't know what we're going to do about Kelvin Joseph. We have no idea what we are going to do. Kelvin Joseph will go out there and he lays an egg. Then you put Knowshon Wright in there. He get an interception. He wasn't Trayvon Diggs out there to where you could just look over there and say, you know what, I think we shirred up this spot. This spot is no longer a concern for us. That is still an issue.
Right.
That's still an issue. So that is a huge thing for rush and cover work together. If you ain't covering, your rush ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we've seen these quarterbacks come out here and get – three-step drop, get the ball out of your hand in 2.5 seconds, and that being a serious issue for us. Trevor Lawrence started it. Then we've seen Josh Dobbs do it as well. And both of these offenses gave us problems. I'm just saying, when you look at the team, they're a contender, but if they don't find a way to take care of the ball and continue to turn the ball over, then all of a sudden you can't overcome some of those problems.
And who's the king of taking what the defense gives you? What quarterback out here is the king of that? Getting rid of the ball like that and the defense, hey.
Would that be Tom Brady?
That would be Tom Brady. And that's who will, more than likely, unless, you know, everything goes, which I don't know, it could, but no matter the way things are flying, that'll be your first round matchup. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to force the ball over there to Diggs. He ain't going to just throw one up to Diggs. He going to sit there and chop you away with 1,000 cuts. Now, will he get impatient enough to where, you know what, let me just drop back and rip one out and see what Mike Evans can do out there? I'm not so sure about that. I think he will take what the defense gives you and march down the field. Unless we get a pass rush again, unless we can put pressure on that man, it's going to be extremely hard to defeat the man they call the GOAT. All right, it's going to be extremely hard to do that. Can we do it? Of course. Anything can happen in the playoffs. But I'm not going to sit up here and say, hey, we taking the football away. It's a foregone conclusion.
Don't forget about stopping the run.
Yeah, that too.
But your favorite rapper's favorite football team doesn't stop the run either.
Who are you talking about?
Look, We're going to get through this show.
Yeah,
let's going to get through this show. So, offensively, when you look at what CeeDee Lamb has done, 1,300 yards, 101 catches in that season. That would mark the success that you were looking for at the beginning of the season while you were talking about the absence of Amari Cooper. He's answered those questions. You look at we talked about Tony Pollard yesterday. A touchdown away from having 10 touchdowns. This will be him and Zeke will be the only duo to have such distinction. 10 touchdowns apiece since, I believe it was Carolina, D'Angelo Williams, and Jonathan Stewart.
Oh, yeah, that was real.
To do that. So these are historic numbers, but none of those things are mentioned when we talk about the Dallas Cowboys because we got the obvious stuff we got to talk about. At the end of the day, what's going to constitute as a successful season for you for the Dallas Cowboys? Danny?
NFC Championship. Get there. Okay. Get there. Yeah. Dak has won a playoff game before. All right, we got into it last year where we thought we were rolling, and then we went out there, we couldn't stop the run, and we got out-physical by San Francisco. I think the expectation for this team is to win two playoff games. If you don't get a bye, you need to win two. I think that's the expectation for me, and I also think that's the expectation for ownership as well. I think, to say the least, last season it was, hey, man, I think we have the team to make sure we make a deep run into the playoffs. Right. So that's my expectation, and that's my measuring stick for a successful season. Because we are good enough to make the playoffs. They added another team to get in.
Yeah. They're definitely good enough to make into the playoffs. And I'm with you, Danny. I think, you know, upper top owners, management, whatever you want to call it, they want the same thing as well. You know, they want a significant run in the playoffs. They don't just want, you know, a wild card victory, get to the divisional. Oh, we had a hard fought victory, but we lost. No, they want to get to that next level. I mean, last time they were in the NFC Championship was what, 95, 96?
Yeah.
Around that time. So it's been a lengthy period of time before the Cowboys have had much success in the playoffs. And if we go back, look, Garrett was here when we was with Garrett. We, you know, made it to the division. We won a playoff game.
I wasn't here.
Oh yeah, you weren't here. But we still.
Don't put me in. I don't want to take credit for nothing I didn't do. Thank you, Barry.
But Garrett was able to win playoff games as well. So, you know, McCarthy, he's had these back-to-back seasons with 12 victories, and that's kudos to him. He's done a great job of turning the culture around and making this a winning environment for Dallas Cowboys fans out there. But until you get to that next level, until you get this team over the, you know, proverbial hump out there, there's still going to be questions out there. And I think he's the guy that can be able to do that, to get this team going in the right direction and get them over that hump. But we got to see it. We got to see it go out there and materialize in front of everybody that they can get past whatever demons they got. And this year, I think it's a huge year to do that. I mean, you got Dak Prescott. He's not a spring chicken anymore. This is what, sixth year?
Seventh
year in the league. Ezekiel, the same thing. I mean, you got a defense led by one of the best defensive coordinators in the National Football League. Couple injuries right there, but they've been able to overcome those throughout the entirety of the season. So this is the year, man. This is the year that they got to do something. They got to put some type of noise in the playoffs.
A guy that's going to the AFC Championship, checking the DNA of a team. So you know what it looked like when it looked like it could go that far. Do you see that? Or do you say, all right, no, you guys are missing this piece. Even with what you have missing on defense, with what you don't have on offense, does any of that to you say, nah, this is a team that legit has enough in the cupboard to make that run?
This is a team that has enough to make a run because they have those special players along that defensive line. I mean, every successful team that I've been around has those guys that can affect the quarterback, especially on the defense. I can't talk about the offensive side. I didn't play that side. But defensively, they have what it takes to get to that next level. They can get after the quarterback. You look at those Giants teams that Eli won a Super Bowl with. What did they have up front? Superstars, Hall of Famers along that defensive line. And we have some of those guys that have those caliber. You got Micah Parsons. You got D-Law. You got guys that can win one-on-ones and put pressure on the quarterback. We've seen it earlier this year. If they can get that swagger, that mojo back about them to get after the quarterback, I think they stand a great chance of making a long run. But – hey, we got to see it out there first.
So I love the way you just did that too, man, because the Giants teams, the Rams last year.
Rams.
I remember D-Ware was out there with Von Miller. Like, all these teams.
They got one thing in common. They got one thing in Francisco, common. San Francisco, they didn't win, but they got that pressure up front.
For the most part, they take care of the ball too. I think if we could get those two things done, I think we'll be okay. Continue running the ball, continue playing defense, continue turning the ball, taking the ball away. And you got a shot. But I think for our team, the one moment one of those things doesn't happen, I think we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Danny, when you go through the 48 and you're talking about the guy on that roster that needs to improve his play for all of those things that we just outlined, is there a player that you could point to say, we need more from said player because of he affects us this way?
Man, it's tough, right? Because Dak has had a couple really good games, yes. You know, outside of the previous when he was leading the league. But I still think it's him.
Okay.
I think it's him. You're paying Dak a lot of money. We've seen how good Dak can be. Yeah. We've seen him protect the ball, and we've seen him be able to take over the game, especially when he needs to. When you get third short, you get third and seven, even if you get a third and 30, right? You got to have you got to have some type of faith in your guy to be able to make that play, right? You can't say, man, it's third and 15. We don't have a shot. Let's get punt team ready. Like, your team has to believe that he can go out there and make that play. And if Dak continues to elevate his game and get back to where he used to be, protecting the ball, making those big-time third-down plays, I think this team is unstoppable because you can play defense and you can already run the ball. Now, if you get your quarterback to play at his highest level, you can beat anybody.
This is facts. And I got two people on this one.
Go ahead.
I got two people.
Knock yourself out.
All right. Offensively, you know, outside of Dak, you got Dak on there. But I'm going to go Michael Gallup. And, you know, I feel as though if he can get maybe 70, 80% of what he was before the injury, I mean, you know how dynamic that is for an offense and how defenses got to say, okay, shoot, we double CD, but we got to leave Gallup alone who can beat any DB one-on-one. And you got T.Y. Hilton who's become that second security blanket out there to Dak Prescott to go along with Dalton Schultz. I mean, that would put headaches on any defensive coordinator out there. So if Michael Gallup can step his game up a little bit and become that, you know, number two or 1B, whatever you want to call it, I think that would be huge dividends for us offensively. And defensively, I'm going to go D-Law. And not to say that, you know, he's having a bad season or anything like that. He obviously made the Pro Bowl. But if he can become, you know, that just home run wrecker, you know, that we've seen in the past, those 2 years back-to-back when he had double-digit sacks, if he can get back into that game, it also puts so much pressure on an offense. Because I know you're going to give the attention to Micah, but you're just going to leave, you know, D-Law over here one-on-one. He's going to beat the tackles like a drum. And then if you put all the attention on those two guys, then you bring in your other waves of pass rushers in there. So if we can get a little bit more out of those two players, I mean, I think it would prove huge dividends come postseason.
And this is what they say. The preseason, it's one level. It's one level of playing, right? You get to the regular season, it speeds up. And I think, like you said, when we say get a little bit more out of them, get into that playoff mode where the speed of the game changes from regular season and preseason. Like, it's a totally different level. And we want to see them turn that playoff level on.
No, I mean, look, man, you took my guy. Michael Gallup was my guy. Yeah. I could see him, and just from what T.Y. Hilton has proved that we needed, T.Y. Hilton's catches, if no one's noticed, those are chain-moving possessions.
Yes.
And that's what the Cowboys need. That's what we were expecting from James Washington. And that's why T.Y. Hilton, when he came in, was like, okay, well, we've
– what you need me to do?
Hey, we already took care of that. On the defensive side, same with D-Law. I mean, offensive, I'm with you with Dak. But I want to see Leighton Vander Esch. And how healthy he is. You can see that it's made an impact on our defense without having him in there. His leadership, getting guys lined up, things like that, I think they've missed that out on the floor. If they can get that back, I think that's going to be special for this defense, especially with Hankins coming back. Mm-hmm. Dog, y'all, people, a lot of people have not noticed the way that Hankins' absence has been for us on the defensive line. I think Neville Gallimore, Osa Digizua, guys like that, they're specialty and rotational players, where I think when you do guys like Hankins, when he comes in, he is a space eater and keeping that heat off of Leighton Vander Esch. And so if he can come back and be healthy, I think that's going to make things work a lot better for this defense. But I'm not done with my smoke. We're going to take our first break. I got more heat. We're going to turn the heat up in here on the Players Lounge. Stay locked in with us. We'll be right back with more.
With Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back to the Players Lounge.
James Wright is your 2022 Cowboys Fan of the Year. James brings the spice to every Dallas Cowboy game, and now he needs you to help him bring it to the Super Bowl. Vote for James to be given the ultimate title of NFL Fan of the Year, presented by Captain Morgan, by casting your vote at NFL.com/Fan of the Year. Back in action here at the SWBC Mortgage Studios. This is the Players Lounge. I'm Heckman Harrison. That's Danny McCray and Barry Church.
Yes,
and what we do, man, is we just keep it 100 and, you know, hey, somebody get upset, just leave your feelings in here and just walk out. You know,
it is what it is.
So you about to hurt somebody's feelings?
Nah, ain't nobody hurt no damn feelings, man. And let me tell y'all something. So during the break, every time we take a break, well, man, when you going to make that reservation, man? You going to make that reservation? reservation.
You may as well.
Go and handle that reservation. No, there's hope. There's hope. There's hope on the table.
There's hope,
hope on the table. I don't care about what Dayball say. The Tyrod Taylor we trust.
It's him by himself. Huh?
Tyrod
gonna do it.
You remember when any given Sunday when Willie Beeman had pissed off the team and he went out there and they were blocking for him?
I'm gonna do it myself.
Tyrod Taylor, man, hey, I'm gonna pray for you, my brother. I'm gonna pray for you. Now they're gonna play hard. They're gonna play hard.
That was one of the best scenes.
Man, I don't understand that.
He got hit with the stocking cap on. What was that?
Man, do y'all know the bubble guts I had when I heard Brian Daboll say that? Man. Daboll said that. My stomach just.
He started looking at his phone. He thought he was going to text
him. Yeah. And I'm going to wait.
I'm like, man, that's not what I want to hear, man. I want to hear you say, we going all out. We playing everybody. We approaching this thing like a playoff game. But a lot of teams right now, man, with knowing where they're locked into seeding, they know that, look, who they're going to play, they're just trying to get guys healthy. And for the Dallas Cowboys, you think about it, they played. Chris Beam helped me out with the numbers. I think it was 3 games, 12 days, something like that. It was a crazy number of games that they played. But now they've been on a 10-day rest.
Yeah.
And you guys know for sure for this team, this is imperative. But the NFL didn't do you any favors by lining you up at the same time as the Eagles. So
they knew what they was doing.
They knew what they was doing. So you can't. So one thing you can't do, you can't clock watch, and you know.
Got to play, I guess.
I guess once you find out that
by halftime you should be able to clock watch.
That was my question. That was what I was going to ask you guys in that situation as a player, knowing what you have at stake and knowing that look, you probably are maligned to your fate to know that you're going to be playing the Tampa Bay Bucks. Are you kind of sitting there looking up at the ribbon saying, hey.
I'm playing hard until I know that, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, coach, I probably need to get out of here because if I get hurt, then I'm not going to be able to play in the playoff. I'm asking for that. Now, everybody can't ask for that. Like, if I was out there, I wouldn't be able to ask for that. But guys like Micah, guys like D-Law, guys like Dak, Schultz. Those are guys you look and you say, all right, listen, that Eagles and Giants game is out of hand. All right, Eagles putting it on them. What are we going to do here? And you're going to start hearing announcers say that, too, if it happens. Like, so it's about time you get Dak up out of there, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's as a player, yeah, I'm looking at that, too.
Yeah, definitely, you know, you see the sideline. You look up, you know, you can see the stats and all that good stuff. And if that score's out of hand, you know, I'm sure they'll start pulling cats out left and right. But, I've always had the, you know, feeling that, you know, any, like, super successful team I was on, we always, you know, played throughout. And, you know, we didn't have a choice either way, but we played throughout. You know, I've been on other teams in 2016 where we had that first round bye, and we was all relaxed, and, you know, cats didn't play the last game, had a week off, and then we got smacked in the playoffs. And then I've also been a part of teams that had to play all 17 games, and then coming to that wild card weekend, we still had that momentum going. We still had that going about us, and those were the most successful teams I've been on. You know, 2014 team, we played all 17 games, won that first round game, lost in the second round. Jacksonville, played them all out, won a wild card, won divisional, got all the way to the AFC Championship. So I've always been, the belief that you play them all through. Play them all through. I understand with injuries and all that, you can't risk people getting hurt and all that good stuff, but I've always liked playing all the way through and not having a break because I've seen what happens when cats do get breaks.
And y'all have the, you know, obviously you guys having, as former players, knowing what the mentality is like going towards the end of a season, knowing what you're going to play for, right? Are you yourself already playing this game with the scenarios in your head, like where I would prefer to go? You know, like this is, hey, if it's going to fall like this, I'd rather do this, you know? Is that, I mean, because everything is still on the table for the Cowboys. I mean, come on, seriously.
This is true.
Everything is still on the table. You still could wake up Monday morning, NFC East champs, and with the number one seed. It's going to take a whole lot of dominoes to fall, but that could happen.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could be hosting a game here at home.
I'm definitely looking at that because I'd be like, all right, man, I'd rather stay home and play within my own confines of the stadium that I've been playing in for, you know, forever. I'd rather stay here. So I'm definitely, you know, doing these scenarios through my head. And whoever we get a chance to match up against, I'd rather play this team because I feel like we match up well against them or this will be an easier victory. You know, some cats go out there and they say, you know, hey, it doesn't matter who you play. And yes, it does.
Yes,
it does.
Absolutely.
Yo.
Matchups are a thing.
Yeah, matchups are a thing. It matters who you play. So, to me, I'm still looking at all that stuff. Even if I'm playing, I'm still looking at all that.
Well, Pete, so all the games that affect us are at the same time.
Yep. Yeah. Every last one of them.
All at the same time. Yeah. But you look at it and you say, goodness gracious, 14.5 point favorites for 49ers. Man, and the Eagles
that's stupid.
Are 14 crazy. Point favorite over the Giants.
Ooh, they heard what they
said. Right? So you look at it, you say, man, you're hopium.
There it is.
Hopium. You got to have it.
Holiday.
But now you got to look at both of these things, right? Well, if San Francisco's losing, do you want to win? Do you want to move your seed, or do you want to try to stay in the same position? Because you said it matters who you play. Like, mm-hmm. which is the best matchup for you? Are the coaches thinking about this? Who's thinking about like how we go about, I guess, continuing the game once we see the scores for the other two games? Yeah. How much do they matter?
That's true.
Because church says they matter. Yeah, they
matter. No, they do.
Who you possibly play matter. What seed you gets matter.
Yeah.
Right? So is it correct in saying that if the 49ers lose and we win, we jump the 49ers?
No, because then Philly was
– I'm saying Philly would get the bye.
Yeah, yeah, they'd be number one.
But I'm saying, and then 49ers –
because we beat Minnesota, didn't we? So
– I'm saying, does our seed change if we win – the Eagles win and the 49ers lose?
No.
So no matter what happens, we need both of them to lose. And that's the only way that we change.
I believe so. Is that right, CB?
No, it changes if Philly loses and we win. It could be second. If San Francisco
loses,
we're first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if San Francisco wins, we're second.
Yes, that's what I just said.
And San Francisco would be number one, right?
Yeah, San Francisco would be number one. And we'll be number two. Minnesota three.
Yeah, so, yes.
That would be a good matchup.
That's what I'm saying. It can change based off what you're hearing. And, it's going to be an interesting
thing. So Cowboys would have to play the winner of, well, there's three teams they could play. If they win the game and Philly loses, they could, and San Francisco wins, they'd either play Green Bay, Detroit, or Seattle.
Yeah. It matters, bro. Ooh, what happens in this at that 325 game window? It really matters to the Cowboys and who we play and how we're looking at the matchup for what we will be playing in the playoffs.
Well, let me ask y'all both this. You know, let's just say things happen. Would you rather see Tom or Aaron Rodgers?
Tom.
You rather see Tom?
Hey, let me tell you something. Green Bay can run the football.
They can.
They can run the football, and they also can throw it. But they play defense and they run the football. A matchup for us where you say, man, I don't know. A team that can control the ball against you, hold the ball for an 8-minute drive every time they get the dang ball, that's not a team that I'm looking forward to playing. Can the Tampa Bay Buccaneers run the ball?
Not right now.
The same thing happened last year, remember? Yeah, when we were wishing for San Francisco and we end up getting them.
Careful what you wish for.
Everybody was like, no, we don't want to play Arizona because they got this high power offense and they already beat us that year. We want San Francisco and they came in here.
Yeah, but we knew San Francisco could run the ball.
They came in here with the boom box and we saw what happened.
Yeah, let's not even talk about that, breaking up old stuff. Now, that was nightmarish, boy. The super gremlin. Don't like it.
By the way, they still have the boom box.
Yeah, I know. And
did
coming
you see
to
the Rams game? Yeah, the Rams game?
Coming to a stadium near you.
Hype for going to Vegas, boy.
Nah. No, I mean, you talk about those matchups and I think those are the most intriguing. And once you break down the way that this whole playoff seeding is going, I'm saying to myself, if Green Bay has to go to San Francisco, I'm watching that game.
I'd like to see that one.
Because I think based off of everything that you just pointed out about the running game and also the fact that they play defense, that's going to give them – they equalize. I mean, I think they're equal parts to being able to beat San Francisco at home. That's going to be an intriguing matchup. I'm watching this Giants-Vikings because I already told you how I feel about the Giants. But – On the other end, when I go back to Tampa Bay, I go back to our first game versus them. We didn't play good at all.
Mm-mm.
And, I mean
– Playoff Lenny.
You're right. we didn't play good at all. And don't look now. The game versus Carolina was not something that I wanted to see from Tom Brady. I'm sorry. I didn't want to see that.
Mm-mm.
I didn't want to see him wake up. You know, what I wanted him to kind of lay dormant and do what he was doing, team look as bad as they've been. And for all those reasons that you just pointed out, what quarterbacks are doing – against the Dallas defense, getting the ball out of their hands quickly. He's the master of that.
He is.
He is the master of getting the ball out of his hands quickly. And offensively, a lot of people don't give him credit because of his struggles this season. They've only won 8 games. But offensively, his numbers are right below Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
They defense keep him in the game, too. Don't sleep on the linebackers, man. I'm just, Those are two guys. Devin White. What's the other?
Levante David.
Them two dudes, they are difference makers on that defense. So
they just look different without Shaq there.
I would still rather play them. just because I've watched the guys play. Them dude, AJ Dillon is a man.
He's a truck.
We had them by 14 points in the fourth.
That's true.
We
too.
Had them. We had them beat.
Hold on. So we not gonna apologize for almost winning. Yeah, but you gonna hear talk about because we almost. Almost losing.
Wait a minute.
So we play the Texans. We come here and be like, we ain't gonna apologize to nobody.
Wait a minute.
Because we almost. Because we almost lost.
No, don't do that. Is that the case? You had a team
down by 14 and 4. You lost the game.
I like that.
Just saying you lost. You good, dog.
You real good,
that's
dog.
Fair, bro.
We gonna take our last break on that note, man. Y'all stay rocking with us with more Players Lounge. We'll be back.
You good, dog. You good.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black? Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10. Free shipping!
With Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to the Players Lounge.
This is how we country. Country music's party of the year is coming to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. The Academy of Country Music Awards are always bringing you country music's brightest stars together under one roof, and no one does it country like Texas. Witness history on May 11th. Get your tickets at SeatGeek.com. Dog, we got to get our Lucases, bruh, and we got to bill up in there.
Yeah, like, probably put my Lucases to the knife.
Yeah, I mean,
y'all thinking about yourself like the boot cut, you said?
You
should all wear boot cut. Yeah, we should all wear Luke Cage to the night.
I got a pair of boot.
It ain't gonna happen, man.
No?
It ain't gonna happen.
Okay.
Miracles happen.
Man, I know. I keep reading all this stuff.
Miracles happen. And I feel like we do. We do for one.
Let me ask y'all something. Y'all both, you know, Texas down here.
Yeah.
They don't rock the Timbs down here, huh?
No, no.
They don't know Butters down here.
That's up north. That's up north thing, though.
I ain't seen a pair of Butters down here
since
I came.
We're not walking through snow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
there's no snow on the ground. Have you noticed
no
it?
Butters, though. They clean.
We know where you from. When we walk down the street, we see somebody with Tim's on, especially if we know exactly what
what's
you
up, expect. Son? Yeah, what's up, yo?
That's expected. That's what you expect.
What's up, son? Done?
Absolutely.
Son, done?
That's crazy. That's
put the butters
on. Puffer jacket on.
My man is 68 degrees.
My man. I almost pulled my butters out. What was that? When it was cold as all hell out here? What was that?
Yeah, look at Christmas, ago, yeah.
I almost pulled them butters
catch
out,
catch you a
man.
Flight to New York, bro. You gonna do that.
Feel good.
You know,
Dipset?
Your butters stay clean.
I ain't pulled the butters out since 2010. They got a
scuff on them. Hell, they haven't changed them since 2010. It's the same damn
the
boot.
Butters,
bro, you was running around here in 2010 when the Super Bowl was here in the Timberlands.
Hell yeah, I was in the butters. What you talking
Yes, man.
We had to skip the whole time. Them joint. Hey, clean. Clean.
That's that Pittsburgh stuff, man. You know, it's Texas, man. It's different down here, man. We white Air Force Ones all year long.
Yeah, y'all got the uptowns for sure. Down here,
we ain't playing all year long. We ain't playing with that, man. It's Texas, baby.
Get one scuff on them niggas.
Yeah, oh, they gone.
It's over.
Throw the
whole shoe away. Oh, you know man. What time it is, man. But man, look, I feel like we overlooking the Commanders. And did you see the Major Tutty? Press release.
What Major said he got to say.
Man, he had the skinnies on. No, he had the skinnies on. He was
Major
busting out
Tutty
the frame. He had the skinnies on. That is pretty hilarious. But
what marketing group, like, this is a group of people.
They don't have the same social team. They don't have the same social team as the Dallas Cowboys.
What is that?
It's okay. It's okay. Everybody tries to rise to their greatness. And, ooh, you talk about missing the mark. You know, it's like what I said, read the room.
We're gonna kill him with this one. Wait till we release this.
Ain't no way. Hey, I need to see that group of people. I need to see what they into, what games they play. I need to see. Because he ran out, bro. Nobody in that stadium was like, ooh, yeah, that's it.
That's the
nobody lit. On TV was like, ooh, that's it. Literally, the laughter stopped.
They did Sean Taylor like that, too. I'm like, what group of people are saying, like, this is it. This is it right here.
So, I guess that's where our disrespect is coming from. Major Tutty and the skinnies and the butters.
You know, he got some butters.
Yeah, the DMV butters.
The Tutty butters, boy.
The Tutty
butters.
The fitted cap on.
With his shirt tucked in, man. Hey. But yo, what time for the Cowboys and the Commanders, man? Just let me know, man. As far as the challenge for the Cowboys, man, we gotta just be respectful.
You're right, because Tennessee did the same thing.
That's
much.
True.
All right, came out here and we right. like, man, yeah, we absolutely. Should go out here and destroy these dudes. We just ain't been able to do it. So come out here, everybody. At this point, this is your warm-up game for the playoffs. This is your I need to get myself back on track game for the playoffs. If you were playing good, focus on continuing to play good. If you had bad games prior to this, this is how you get yourself back on track. Go out here, put some good stuff on tape. Hopefully you're out at halftime. And then you can carry that momentum going into into your first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, they need to stomp a mud hole in the Commanders out there. And you know, third time's a charm, you know. It was with, you know, Jacksonville, Houston. Third time's a charm. They cannot let this team stick around. I know I've said that multiple times this year, and it ended up being a close game. But come on, man. They got to be able to come out here, make sure they can get their boys off of the field by halftime, and, you know, let these young guys go in there and get some reps. And they should be able to do it. They're going against Sam Howell. And even though I just said, if you don't got the tape on some people, it's hard. I mean this guy's a rookie, man. And he's yet to throw a pass out there. I mean, this is where we need to go out there, take his lunch, and make him reconsider ever signing up to play football. And that's what the case needs to be for this defensively. Offensively, Dak, just go out there, be efficient. You know, you don't need to wow the world out there. Just don't turn the ball over. You know, do that same formula that got to the Cowboys to this point. Run the football and lean on your defense. And he could take shots whenever he feels like he has the opportunity to do so. I'm looking for a complete game from this team, and I'm sure we'll get it this Sunday.
I forgot to add this. Get T.Y. Hilton started. Mm-hmm. I think in the playoffs he's going to be an X factor.
He could be
I
huge.
Think he can be an X factor. I think I'm not calling him Odell or any of that stuff. What I'm saying is you saw the impact that a guy like Odell had for the Rams last season when he got
true.
To the playoffs.
That's true. Okay,
we've all seen what T.Y. Hilton can do when he had Andrew Luck with him.
Yeah.
I know some of that stuff is still in there.
He still got
we've seen it. 30-30. We saw a big-time conversion in the last game.
Yeah.
I think T.Y. Hilton could be an X factor in these playoffs if they want to make this playoff run.
You something else, dog. No. You know what? I agree with that. And I just think for our defense, I don't want to go into the playoffs with this question mark looming around our pass rush. I want to see this pass rush get after a rookie quarterback. I think the questions that you guys have been asking, and they've been the right questions, who's going to be the missing link for Anthony Brown? We've seen what his absence has meant to this defense. We haven't had the play on that other end across from Diggs.
Yeah.
So I think Nashon Wright, we started to feel a little bit better about him at the end of that Tennessee game. And obviously the way that you feel about Deron Bland is the same. You feel like he's a slot corner guy.
Yeah.
All right, but linebacker-wise, our pass rush, it has to be there. Make no mistake about it, the Commanders are a talented team. And I don't know when ownership is going to get their head around the fact that they are one quarterback away from possibly making a run. And I'm sorry, I can see it myself. Tight end Logan Thomas is a threat. Mm-hmm. He is the real deal. Wide receivers Curtis Samuels, Dotson, and Terry McLaurin. McLaurin hasn't had a game versus Diggs. Diggs obviously has his number. But I just feel as though, look, these are some guys that you cannot ignore. And defensively, these are the kinds of teams that you're going to start to see in the playoffs.
Especially in the trenches.
So my offensive line, looking at this defensive line for the Commanders. Come on, man. Montez Sweat, Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne.
Chase Young.
I mean, let's just keep it real. So there's a lot of things that we've said, especially in this game. We cannot overlook the Commanders because for us, like as you just stated, you don't want to go into the playoffs reeling, and you want to be sharp. So for however many quarters our guys play, if it's the whole game, whatever, or just the first half, look sharp versus their ones.
There you go.
And so I'm going to be looking for that.
I got nothing, man. I was just enjoying hearing you talk positively about another team.
I do that.
But it's everybody except the Eagles. I mean, when I got here, I always heard that the Washington team was the rival for the Cowboys. So I expected the Cowboys fans to really dislike the Washington team. And then now he rooting for the Giants.
Go day ball.
He talked nothing but positive about the Commander. Sure. I'm talking about one quarterback away, named the whole roster.
Yeah.
Good roster. You got the Eagles. They got a good team. They got good players on that team. I'm just saying, but I get you though. I got you. I'm glad. I was in awe.
Danny, Philadelphia is a horrible city. Okay. All right. Let's just put it out there on the line. No, you know what? I'll say this. Sirianni as a coach, the way that he has coached Jalen Hurts, he has done something that a lot of coaches in the NFL need to do. And that's put your guys in a position to succeed. He doesn't ask Jalen Hurts to do anything that he can't do. He doesn't send him out there and say, I expect for you to throw the ball like Joe Burrow. He don't ask him to do that. He asks him to play within his capacity, get the ball to his receivers in spaces where he can be successful, and he relies on him comfortably in the running game. There are not a lot of head coaches in organizations that will allow their quarterback, moneymaker, to take the risk that they take with Jalen Hurts. And so my question is, how is that going to correlate into success in the playoffs, knowing that he has an AC joint?
I knew he was going to try to knock him down. The man can throw the ball. AJ Brown and
what do you mean?
Like the man can throw the ball.
What do you mean? What do you mean? That literally hurt me to say all of that. That literally hurt. That literally hurt. And I just pulled all of that out.
Put him in position to get the ball in space to do what he can do. The man make every throw out there known to man.
That's our time.
Oh, what's up? I got the Cowboys winning by 14.
You got the Cowboys?
Yeah. 31-17.
31-17. What's your score?
28-7.
Yeah. You're saying it's going to be like whooping.
It's going to be whooping.
All right. I'm saying 30 burger. I'm going 33. I'm saying 33. We score 33. I'm giving them 10. 33-10. Yeah, I'm saying that's it. But look, man, this has been fun. Newly out in L.A. balling, doing it, know what I mean? Pinky finger to the moon. Chris Beam in the back putting up with everybody, Audio Jazz, the whole staff, everybody that's been doing it. This has been our week in the DallasCowboy.com studio. And like we always do on Fridays, guys, you may want to remove your headphones I got to Cowboy Nation, I hope your team win!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?